Now, as the U.S. ends its longest war on the orders of the president, let's look at past presidents and how they ended conflicts abroad. Historian Julian Zelizer is here again. And Julian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let's be clear, the U.S. is not leaving triumphant here. And this is on Joe Biden's watch. Do you see historical parallels here?
Well, sure. I mean, the actual war and the outcome does remind some people of the end of Vietnam. It shows some of the problems with a hubris that the United States often has about what nation building means and the kinds of resources necessary to actually achieve that. But politically, it's still different. Afghanistan is not Vietnam, and it doesn't consume the national culture in the same way that that earlier war did.
I see. So that is then any impact on the legacy for Joe Biden might be different? Is that what you're suggesting?
It could be. It could be. Look, the United States, the major conflict we face, I think for most Americans, remains the pandemic, which is very much ongoing. So I'm not sure the end of this war, which has been going on for so long, 20 years from now, will be as defining as Vietnam was for Lyndon Johnson or Richard Nixon. It could happen, but I think they're very different situations.
All right. Now let's draw some apparent contrast to, say, World War II, which was a clear victory for the Allies in the Truman administration, or the end of the Civil War and the victory for the Lincoln White House. How have those victories enhanced those presidents' legacies?
Sure. The clarity of those victories, I think, has been important to how we think of the presidents involved. So the end of World War II, which ends with the defeat of the enemy, has been very important in how we talk about Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman. The end of the Civil War, which ends with the defeat of the South, is important to a positive legacy for Abraham Lincoln. But I would add, even those clear victories have murkiness. World War II ends with dropping the bomb on Japan, which has remained ongoing source of controversy about the Truman administration. So even wars with greater clarity still open up great debate about the presidents.
Now, is there also a murkiness with an apparent loss? I'm thinking about World War I. It ended with an ally victory. And yet Woodrow Wilson is seen by many as having lost the peace with his global ambitions for the world, which didn't take. So is there also a lesson there?
Oh, absolutely. The aftermath of war is often as important as the war itself. I think the failure of President Wilson to get the League of Nations going and to overcome isolationist sentiment in the country, as well as the World War II that follows, has remained what we talk about in thinking of his foreign policy, in many ways more than World War I itself. And even though it's different, the failures and limits and undermining of Reconstruction also has been important in how we think of the limits of the Civil War, even though the South was defeated.
Yeah. And let's come back to President Biden here then. When you kind of think about wars and presidents, and as you describe, it's a complex set of factors here with other things going on. What lessons do you think President Biden can take from history and perhaps learning from presidents who took bad hands and played them well?
Well, you know, one is that sometimes these kinds of endings are almost inevitable from a bad war. This was part of the lesson of Vietnam, and his best bet, so to speak, is to make the best of a bad situation, but to move on to other policy areas where he can have greater effect and not to be consumed with the politics of the moment, the politics of August. And certainly a lesson is, if another conflict emerges, remember Vietnam, remember Afghanistan, before getting involved in another situation just like this, we should remember the difficulties that we are now extracting ourselves from.
Yeah. All right, historian Julian Zelizer of Princeton, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks for having me.